I know sometimes when people say, yeah, I've been there, I've done that, it comes with a negative connotation. Now, see, I don't know if it's the older I get or the wiser I get that I realize, actually, sometimes if people have been there and done that, I can learn from them and shift a little bit in the process so that maybe I can do it more quickly or more effectively or efficiently. I see people who have been there, who have done that, and I get excited because I love learning, and I feel like many authors leverage books to help them share their been there, done that information. It just so happens that today I'm going to share with you a chapter in Make Your Author Impact that, you guessed it, is in alignment with that messaging. Hey, I'm Stephanie Fegger, and Empower is my middle name. Well, not really, but I think it should be. I believe that empowered people empower people, and I'm obsessed with empowering you, the nonfiction author, with impactful marketing strategies and tactics to help you take your important message and share it with those who desperately need it and want it and will buy it. As the owner and chief strategist of the Empower PR Group and the author of 3 books myself, I have merged my love for reading books and writing books and marketing them to help nonfiction authors with laser-focused strategies and tactics to write books that sell, promote books to those who need and want them most, and build meaningful businesses from empowering messages. Think of this as your one-stop shop for marketing insights from an author who has been there, done that, and understands exactly where you are. And it just so happens we're going to talk a little bit about that today. So get your pens ready, because I am ready to empower you. This is the Empowered Author Podcast. Y'all, this week is a very special week, and because of it, we have decided to do a pop-up season all about your author impact, because guess what? Make Your Author Impact is live this week. This has been a book in the making for the last 4 years, and I couldn't be more excited that it's out there for you to consume. So because it's a special week, it calls for some special podcast episodes, and I am excited because today I am going to crack open the spine of my new book and read one of my favorite chapters with you. And it just so happens that it's called Been There, Done That, and it's time I wrote a book about it. When I hear people say, yeah, I've been there, done that, it does initially take me back to working in more of the corporate world when people would say, been there, done that, and it meant, guess what? We're not going to try that again because I know what's going to happen because of it. Well, when I took the pivot to entrepreneurship, I realized that been there, done that's aren't a bad thing. In fact, they're beautiful. It's where the learning happens because you have been there, you've done that, and you've learned from it. And it just so happens that books give us the opportunity to help other people learn from it so that they can grow in what they're doing too. When I was pulling together the manuscript for Make Your Author Impact, it hit me one day that it was important for me to share with readers a bit about my own experience and why I'm writing a book about this. Because I've been there and I've done that, and it was time to write a book about it. One of the opening chapters in Make Your Author Impact is all about this, and I am excited to dig in and read it to you. Here goes. When asked what I wanted to be when I grew up, I would always land on one of 3 career paths: veterinarian, teacher, or actress. While I didn't formally choose any of these careers, the core elements of each found their way into my life. I may not be a formal teacher, although the pandemic pushed me into homeschooling, but I do get to teach authors, speakers, authority brands, and thought leaders marketing insights. I've traveled to Los Angeles, California with the hopes of getting discovered, but instead of being discovered, I discovered the confidence found on an acting stage doesn't have to stay there. It can be transferred onto other stages like a speaking stage or a podcast platform. While I sure do love animals, I decided to stick to fostering them instead of being a vet, and I have a mini zoo of our own. Side note, we have 6 cats and a dog, so it's totally a zoo over here. Writing a book and becoming an author wasn't something I planned to tackle, so when I felt the calling to do so, I wasn't sure where to start. My first step was saying yes to attending a Bible study. From there, the path unfolded step by step as I navigated unexplored terrain. At least it was unexplored for me, but many others had been there, done that, and were ready to guide me. There's this unspoken rule in the book industry. When you need help, someone will be there to help you. And when someone else needs help, you should be there to help them too. It's a pay it forward belief that's interwoven in its DNA. And it's my goal of writing this book. Help was there when I needed it most. Sometimes it came in the form of a wrinkled piece of paper, the name of a book coach scrawled across it. Other times it was in a coffee chat, a YouTube video, or someone willing to take a chance on me. Today, I want to be your help. And if you want my help beyond this book, holler. I've been there. Before diving into all things book marketing, it's important to share with you some pivotal moments in my own book journeys. So when I tell you I've been there, you know it's true. Once my goal became clear, it felt like nothing was going to stand in my way. But the day I met the woman who would soon become my book coach, I was left with a mix of emotions. I was eager to write and publish a book, but I couldn't imagine how I would make it happen financially. I was working full-time, as was my husband, but I decided my book would not be funded by the money meant to support our family of five. Not that I don't support funding a dream in this capacity, but I knew I had another route I needed to take, an additional journey that would end up being important to who I was becoming. Remember how life works? Yeah, life was putting in overdrive. I didn't plan on becoming an entrepreneur, but that Christmas was the kickstart for another new for me. Running a business. 'Twas the season and a family member had just moved into a new home. I decided to gift them with what anyone would gift a new homeowner during the holidays, a wreath, right? Isn't that something that you would think of too? For those who know me now, this would come as no surprise. But those who knew me then would question why I had chosen to not just purchase a wreath, but make one. Good question. I had no real answer other than I wanted to. The only problem was I had never made a wreath before. Well, the year prior, I threw some floral picks into a pre-made Christmas pine wreath for our front door, but outside of that debacle, I never had ventured into wreath making. While the odds were against me, when I get an idea, I can't shake it until I try it. I ventured to the nearest craft store and collected what experts on the YouTube videos told me I would need. With spools of burlap, white hydrangea floral picks, and endless floral wire in hand, nothing was going to stop me. My first wreath was quite a beauty, or at least I thought so. So much so that I opted to make two more as gifts for other family members. Upon completion of the third, I had started to get the hang of it, and I was quite proud of what I had accomplished. I sat there admiring my creations and decided to do what any excited person upon conquering such a feat. What any excited person would upon conquering such a feat. I took a photo and I posted it on social media. I couldn't celebrate independently. I had to share. I expected to get a few likes and a couple of comments, nothing major, but one comment caught my attention. Beautiful. Do you sell these? It was a good question. I hadn't considered it since I just learned how to make them. I was proud of my work and definitely thought they were eye-catching, but I knew nothing about the craft or how to run a business, so merging the two was a particularly daunting idea for me. I was wanting to write a book, not launch a business. Ugh. I'm glad I didn't question myself for long and dove into a side hustle of wreath making. As it turned out, within 6 months, I had not just raised enough money to self-fund the publishing of my first book, I had also created a business full of potential. A business that provided an opportunity for me to become an entrepreneur and later help other authors, including you, do the same. Within the first year, I fine-tuned my skills and shaped my business. Within 2 years, and through a mixture of custom designs and workshops, over 1,000 custom wreaths adorned doors across the nation. A moment of creativity, which had begun as a gift-making effort, provided my dream financial stability, gave my soul a creative outlet, and was the beginning of my author platform. Along my journey, I took notes of what worked well and what fell flat. I had days of success and days where I begged my husband to massage my cramping hands. Nothing about my journey was easy, but everything about it was fulfilling. Nestled within the pages of this book, you'll hear more of how a single wreath and a dream changed everything. It pushed me to write a book. It empowered me to launch that book to success, and it taught me what I needed to build a business from a passion and later launch a second one to help others just like you. When I say I understand you, I do. I understand where you are because I've been there. And as an author myself, I've done firsthand what I'm going to teach you in the pages ahead. There's one more factor I haven't quite touched on, and I think it's an important one. By trade, I'm not an author, or at least I wasn't published until 2018. My academic and professional background is in public relations, communications, and marketing. I worked in the nonprofit and agency industries for over 15 years before publishing my first book. Launching the book was more exciting to me than writing it, if I'm being honest, because of my background and skill set. I knew how to market my book, but my publishing team didn't know the marketing side of me yet. Before my book's launch, my book coach requested I presented my launch plan to her coaching cohort. I pulled my thoughts together, and in the middle of my favorite cafe, I put on my headset and did a virtual presentation on my plan. Immediately after my presentation, my phone rang. My book coach and my publisher were wanting to connect with me, and pronto. I thought I was in trouble. It turned out to be quite the opposite. Both asked how I came up with my launch strategy, and I reminded them marketing was what I went to school for, not writing. Marketing was my jam. They informed me that, for most authors, it wasn't theirs. That day I learned a group of amazing people with game-changing messages consistently found themselves lodged between writing a book and marketing it. Most would rather clean toilets than engage in marketing activities. I'm serious. I've had an author literally express that sentiment to me. That itch I had to publish a book challenged me to merge my unique expertise with my life's passions. I've always wanted to help others share their skills with the world. I've always worked to empower people who sought to empower others. Now, as an author and entrepreneur, I decided to bring my marketing, communications, and public relations skills to your unique needs and help you reach your goals. The Empower PR Group was born. Together with a team of highly skilled marketing experts, we blend personal experience with innovative marketing solutions to ensure those who need to hear of a message, a book, an author, or a brand do. That book I wrote, the one that changed my career trajectory, just so happened to be about perspective. And perspective is my secret sauce. In fact, it's a perfect complement to empowerment, and it's at the very heart of this book. Next time you hear somebody say, "I've been there and I've done that," I want you to say, "Awesome. Tell me about it. And how can I grow from it?" Now, rest assured that some people who have been there and done that haven't really been there and done that. Maybe they think they have, maybe they've tried something, but maybe they're not being open-minded. But those of us out there who really believe in the heart and soul of others, we have been there and we have done that, and we want to share it because we want to help you. We want to make a difference and help all of us grow. I share this with you because every page you find in the book, Make Your Author Impact, is filled with things that are tried and true over here. And I have done them all myself personally and have had the pleasure of implementing them with the lives and authors and books for many around the world. Make Your Author Impact is truly built on been there, done that, tried and true marketing strategies that help authors make an impact. I would love it if you brought that message, those stories, those marketing tactics and strategies into your own life, and then tell me what you think. And guess what? Once you try them, you can be the one that says, "I've been there and I've done that too." All right, empowered author, I'm a believer that empowered people empower people and that authors have a charge to make an author impact. I've empowered you. Now it is your turn to empower others.